Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, October 8th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. D-Wave Quantum, QBTS, and North Wales Police announced D-Wave's hybrid quantum application outperforms classical results in proof of technology project. D-Wave Quantum, QBTS, and North Wales Police collaborated on a proof-of-technology project using a hybrid quantum application to optimize police vehicle placement. This resulted in a nearly 50% reduction in response times and a decrease in coordination planning from 4 months to 4 minutes. The project showcased that NWP could respond to at least 90% of incidents within their target response time using the hybrid quantum application. The success of the project led to recognition from the UK Office of the Chief Scientific Advisor for Policing, highlighting the value of cross-border collaboration. D-Wave TM technology, developed in Canada by a US company, addressed a key UK public sector challenge, offering opportunities for future development and deployment.
Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc., American TMQ, TSCK. Stock surges on reported 10% Trump administration stake in EO for Ambler Road permits. Trilogy Metals Inc. stock surged over 200% following news of the Trump administration's 10% equity stake valued at $35.6 million with warrants for an additional 7.5% interest. President Trump also signed an executive order to reinstate and approve permits for the Ambler Access Project, a 211-mile road connecting Alaska's Ambler Mining District to the state highway system. The district holds significant copper, cobalt, silver, gold, lead, and other critical metals. This decision reverses a 2024 ruling and highlights a federal focus on domestic strategic mineral development.
Trump orders road construction in Alaska to boost extraction of zinc, copper. President Trump has approved the construction of a 211-mile road in Alaska to facilitate the mining of copper, zinc, and other critical minerals. This project, previously halted during the Biden administration for environmental reasons, aims to address concerns about future mineral supply shortages. Canadian exploration companies like Aston Bay Holdings Limited are actively involved in this sector. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.